Oizvah. Be'ezah behema. Ayin ram perek ches mimachos asuras. Halach alaf the gam bimukdashim noheg isur gid. Also by mukdashim there is an isur gid. So I just want to show you, if you look at the Gemara, the sugi there, about whether bimukdashim, like what's the scenario? If you have it. What daf is it? Sadi, I think. Take a look at daf tzadi. There's some chulins here. How many chulins do we have? Do we have any?
Yeah. You have one.
Okay, I have one. I'm good. Okay, sugya. You take a look at the very beginning. Gid anoshim. Hey, testament base. Gid anoshim. Gid anoshim. Noig ba'aretz b'chutz la'aretz. It's pashim b'fnei abayis. Lo b'fnei abayis. B'chulin uvu mukdashim. That's it. B'chulin mukdashim. Small. That's important because it says b'yerach shel yamin, b'yerach shel small. Because that's a big machloikes. Rabbi Yehuda said it's only noig but one. Pay tesem and beis. We saw it's a shayla kontra Rabbi Yehuda. There's noig but one, and he's not sure which one. And v'noig b'shliel. Rabbi Yehuda don't remember any noig b'shliel. Okay. Now the Gemara asked at the very beginning. We'll just skip around the Gemara. Mukdashim pshita. Right? I mean, what's the chiddush of mukdashim? Person goes ahead and has a behema and he says harezu chatas, harezu oila, harezu asham.
Very good.
So the Gemara says, we're talking about not a bechor, we're talking about kodshim shekedushin ba bimei imon. We're talking now. There's a machlokes, major machlokes throughout all of Kachem, throughout Shas. Do you say that if you have a female behema, i.e. a shlomim or a chatas, that has a child inside of it, do you say the kedusha of the child is noheg from within the fetus, from the moment that it is, the moment that it's formed in the fetus? Or do you say b'havayosim kedusha kachem? Do you say they're only kaddish when they come out? So the Gemara says, if you're going to say that they're kaddish when they come out, only when they come out. So the Chayrut is a concept, the Gemara will say, that the Isser Gid and the Isser, when they come out, that the Isser Gid and the Isser Kaddish Bichal immediately. The Gemara says, what about if you hold the Kaddish Bimei Iman? Then the Gemara says it won't work out. Why? Because the Gemara at the bottom of the page says, "V'hatnan al elu tumos hanozer megaleach al hameis v'alkazayis min hameis v'koshelon." If you're going to say alkazayis min hameis megaleach al kulo lo koshken, I'm Rabbi Yochanan lo nitzrucha ela l'neifel shlo nikshur evav begidin. It's talking about a very very small neifel shlo nikshur o begidin. So the Gemara says, you see from here that a neifel, that is considered to have a human status, can be considered to have a human status even prior to the fact that its gidim are formed. So meaning, if you're looking inside the body, the status of the animal as an animal, a human being as a human being, occurs even prior to the formation of the gid. So if you're going to say that kachim kadoshim bekedushe iman, that means that once they have a status as a fetus and they're kadosh bimei iman, then the luchayra, the isur kedusha is chal before the isur gid. And if that's the case, the isur gid cannot be chal on mukdashim. So the question is a manavshav. If they were kadosh first, then it's a gid can't be chal on them. And if you're talking about a case where it's a gid hanosha, a regular animal, and you're makdish the animal, then what does it mean that it's noheg mukdashim, it's pshita? So the Gemara on Tzadi Amar Aleph says, I'll tell you the cases. Elahacha, it's 1, 2, 3, 6, like 9, 10 lines down. There's a hacha, just like Tzvi said, b'mafkeres askinen. It's talking about a bechor. Bechor zocher comes out. The berechem kadosh, that it only begins kadosh when it's already been formed, and the iser gid hanosha and the iser of bechor are boim ke'echad. That's what Rashi says. Bimav keres was Rashi. Bimav keres. Let's see. Was that Rashi? Bimav keres. Yeah. Bimav keres. Yeah, Ella Hacham of Keres Askina. The low Kodesh Vlad. The Vlad is not Kodesh inside the mother. Ella Berechem, be it see Osai. Rashmin and Tonad Idan, the Afgav, the Ain Gid Hanosha. Noheg Beshar Mukdoshim. The Ha Isur Mukdoshim Kadim. That a Gid Hanosha can be Chal, because if you hold the Kadosh and be May Iman, the Isur of Mukdoshim is there first. Kida Amart. The Yitziras Uber Kaidemis Vesulo Osi Gira Nosh Vichael Afilohach Yesh Mi Mukdoshim Shehavlad Noibem Kagom Bechor Manavshach E Noheg Bishlil Iser Gid Kodem Vesulo Pokavi E Noheg Bishlil Tarvayu Behadodi Behadi Hadodi Osu. Okay. V-boy same with Vlados Kachim. There's another possibility. It's talking about Vlados Kachim, but it's talking about Behavayoson Hain Kedoshim. It's talking about you have the child of a Korban Chatas, and as the child of the Korban Chatas is coming out, the same moment that the Isur Gid appears in the world, the Isur Kachim appears in the world, and they somehow Behadodi. Okay, this is a question that we discussed before. Is Gid Hanosha Noeg Bishlil? Is the Gid Hanosha Noeg inside the animal? Or does the animal have to go ahead and be fully formed or come out on its own? The Gemara seems to indicate, at least what Rashi learns, that it's a Boim Ke'echad. The only time that you could have the Isur Gid not being Pashut, when the Isur Gid comes first with a regular animal, and being Chal. Because how could it be Chal on something where the Kedusha precedes it, i.e., Kedusha Bimei Iman? It must be that somehow it's like a boim ke'efas. The chal at the same moment, which shows you an interesting thing. There's no concept of ein yisur chal isur when the two isurim are occur simultaneously. Somehow the feeling is that these two isurim are occur simultaneously. I'm not sure whether it means simultaneously or does it mean that somehow maybe in these cases that the gid occurs immediately before, but let's say it's ki hadadi ninu. Parshat Pshan ki hadadi ninu is they chal simultaneously. Okay. This is the Gemara. There's a lot to discuss in this Gemara. Let's see the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch brings the Rambam. What about Behemoth HaMukdoshim? At the end of the day, a Behemoth is Kodosh. You have a Behemoth that what is Kodosh. Is there an Isur Gid Hanosha? Ayin Rambam Perches Mimachos Asur Zolach Aleph. The Gamba Mukdoshim Noeg Isur Gid. Bashar HaMelech Sham Hikshe. The Bashar's Perek Gid Hanosha, the Gemara we just read, Sadi Amar Aleph. Mavur Davka Mevakeres. The Isur Gid. It's only the only case of kachim would be mevakeres. V'osi iser koilel de kachim. Okay, the iser of kachim is koilel many things. For instance.
So why? What about a behemoth? You won't mock this shit.
So the Gemara says that it's partial. Gemara says
two partial.
That's the first line in the Gemara. The Gemara says v'mukdashim. The Gemara says mukdashim pshita. Mishum de'ikdashe pakele iser. Get me now?
Okay, it's Yisur Kolel, it's the Chiddush.
To teach you Yisur Kolel, okay. Could be. Gemara has that Havamina. Maybe it comes to teach you the concept of Yisur Kolel. Okay? Isur Kachim Kodim, Isur Lugit, Kiagid Lachal, Avava Vlados Kachim, Lamandi Amr, Bime Iman Hen Kadashim, Isur Kachim Kodim, the Isur Git, Kiagid Lachal Kaidem, Shinikshura Evar of Begidim, Imken Ein Isur Git, Chal Al Mukdashim. But normally, if the Isur Kachim preceded the Isur Gid, like in the scenario where you hold Vlados Kachim or Kedushin Bime Iman, then not every case of Mukdashim would be a case where there would be a Chal. In other words, are you going to say that every case of Mukdashim has Isur Gid Hanosha? Let's think about it. Is it a blanket statement? So if you're going to tell me about regular Hekdesh where the Gid Hanosha is there, the Gemara says Pshita. And if you're going to tell me it's talking about Vlados Kachim, then the Gemara says that's dependent upon, do I hold Vlados Kachim Bimei Iman Kedoshim? If I hold Bimei Iman Kedoshim, then no. Because the Isur Mukdashim comes first. But if I hold that Behavayasan, then I would say that the Isur Gid Hanosha applies across the board in every scenario. But in such a scenario, the Isser Mukdashim is like a comes Bahadadi with the Isser Geronosh. So the Rambam makes a blanket statement. So if he makes a blanket statement, it must be that the Rambam holds in every case of Mukdashim is the Isser Geronosh. So the Rambam, of course, must hold that what? Bahavayasim. Problem is, of course, everyone could have filled the blanks in. Ayin Sham Basugi Rambam Perek Dal Mi Tamura Loch Gimel Paisek Devlados Kotchim Bimei Iman Hen Kadoshim Imken Echal Isser Gidal Isser Kotchim.
What if you have the Kadoshim, you have a Behemah that you mafish, and then you purge it, you take off the Kadusha, does the gift, does the gift now go on it?
What's your scenario? You're asking a Valdig Kash. Your Kash is like this. I have a Chata. You hear this Kash? He says, Stark, I have a Chata. The Chata goes ahead and has a. The problem is the Chata has a behemoth. There's a bigger problem with that. The Chata is Hamesis. So you're not going to have any. In such a case, Chata Hamesis, you're not going to have a possible idea. Let's take Shlomim. Okay, Shlomim goes ahead and has a child. Okay, now the Shlomim has a child. Okay, the child then gets a mum. Okay, so as long as it was Kaddish, Bimei Iman, according to the Rambam, it was never a Gid. You want to know, is it possible now, if I remove the Isser Mukdashim, meaning it then gets a Mum, and I paid it, and it's Psule HaMukdashim, where Psule HaMukdashim do have Isser Giza V'Avoida, Isser HaHashlich L'Klovim, but there's no Isser Achila, right? That's the Halacha. The Halacha is Rak B'Chari B'Chol Tavas Nafshecho. Gemara learns that that's called Rapsulay Mukdashim Mikidim. Givaldi Akash. Tosfos deals with this in another context. Tosfos says it's impossible that an animal. Take a look. Tosfos Sadi Amanal says, Shaizga, very good.
But isn't that then a Isa Moisef? Then it's always a Gira Nasha. I mean, all these principles, I don't know what these things are, a Moisef, a Kuddle or something. If it adds, if it could come a case where the Gira Nasha is also, then it should always be from the beginning.
Interesting character. Tysus doesn't hold like that.
No.
Because Gemara says like this. Gemara has a Havamina. Gemara has a Havamina. Isser Gid is somehow Chal. Isser Gid is somehow Chal on Isser Mukdashim. Why? Because Gemara says maybe according to Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, then Isser Gid is Tali Bebehema Temeya, right?
Right?
You say that it's Isser Koilo. The Gemara says, the Shomus Leather of Yehuda Betemeya, the Isser. Right? So the Gemara says, no. So the Gemara says, Shbichal, Hai Tana, Sovala, Kavase, Bechada, Polygol, Bechada. Amen, the Shomus Leather of Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda will only say, is Halacha Betemeya. The Isser La Kachim, right? Kachim, the Isser Kares. Kachim, that an Isser Kares, it won't be Chal. Meaning the Gemara says like this, I have a love of Gidon Osher. So the Gemara, it's interesting, I learned this Gemara. The Gemara says, I, the Isser Gid, should be Chal. So the Gemara says, the Isser Gid is not Chal. Because when Rabbi Yehuda says that the Isser Gid is Chal on a Behemah Tmeya, he's only saying that it's Chal on a Behemah Tmeya, a love on a love. But he wouldn't say that the Isser Gid is Chal a love on Kachim, which is an Isser Kares. It's an interesting question, how to learn that. But Tosfos has a problem. Tosfos says, I understand that there's an Isser Kares on old Kachim. What's the Isser Kares on Kachim? What's the Isser Kares on Kachim? That's not an Isser Kares.
That's a Kares on Kachim.
Yeah. So they all learn what's the Isser Kares. The Isser Kares is this animal. It could become having Isser Kares on it. Interesting. Vis-a-vis Pigel and Noisim.
Uh-huh.
So Tysus asked, I don't understand. Let's say you did all the Zerika properly, and everything is done properly, and now I've got a piece of meat over there. He says, now, Mama Shio Shaila, now the Isur Gidsh Bichal on the Kachim. Why? Because the Isur, all the whole Isur, everyone's worried about the coffee. The Isur Kachim is now Poko. Right? Tysus says this question. I have a Gid Hanasha on that can't be Chalam Mukdashim. It's Kadashim Bime Iman, let's say. Correct? The animal now comes out, it's a shlomim. A makrovit is a shlomim. And now I have the gid and I'm able to eat it. So why, Mamash, your question, why now shouldn't the Isur Gid Hanasha pop up? Because whatever problem I had with being Chalam Isur Mukdashim, that the gid can't be Chalam Isur Mukdashim, according to Rabbanim, for sure it can't be Chal, because the Isur Gid Hanasha is not Bebehem Tmeah. But the Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's not Bebehem Tmeah, it wouldn't be Chal on Kachim because of a Isur Kares. So Tysus says, what are you talking about? Once the moment everything's done properly in the Behema, I'm now sitting with all the Basur Kachim, and I've got a Gid Hanasha there, the Isur Mukdashim is Paka. So now the Isur Gid should appear. What was your question? So Rashi gets out of this, interesting read Rashi, by saying, it's still an Isur Kares there. What is it? Lu Yitzur, I'd be Tomei. But that's very interesting to learn like that. Right? Tysus doesn't want to accept that. Tysus then, don't tell me. Interesting, my clock is Rashi. Tysus, what's, how do you understand Isur Kares, right? Isur Kares, something inherent in it that exists. You know, is there an Isur Tuma? But is it a Gavra? Is it a Chefza? Like, what is that? What's that din? I would say Pigel and Noiser. The object becomes a Chefza shell. Correct.
Achilu Chutz L'Chama.
It's not Chorus.
No?
They learn a Basel Basel the Trefu. The Basel Basel the Lav. Right?
What's the difference? Why do you need this to Chorus anyway?
What?
Why do you need this to Chorus?
No, because they say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you see that Gid is now going to Behem and Tmeah, so therefore whatever there's Isur Lav, Gid Hanosh should be Chal in the Isur Lav. That's the Gemara says.
But
Rabbi Yehuda says,
I don't understand what the question is.
No. The question is like this. If the Kedushin Bimei Iman, the Isur Mukdashim is Chal first, the Gid Hanasha can't be Chal on it. The Gemara wants to create scenarios whereby, even though it's Bimei Iman, again, if the Isur Gid comes first, the Gemara is saying, I'm going to talk about Pshita, the Chimik, the Ikdashe, Paka Isur Gid. So the Gemara wants to have a scenario whereby I have an Isur Mukdashim first, and the Isur Gid should be Chal on top of it. So the Gemara says, not possible. So the Gemara says that the scenario has to be two scenarios of Hadadi, where they occur simultaneously. Either a Bechor or that Vlados Kachim are Bahavayasum Heim Kedoshim, not Kedoshim Bimeim. So those are two scenarios. So Tosfos is talking in Rabbi Yehuda. He's according to Rabbi Yehuda, and we could talk about this question, not by Rabbi Yehuda. You just have to talk about Rabbi Yehuda, which is Shai's question. I understand this is Isur Mukdashim, but after a while, this Isur Mukdashim, the Isur Kares, goes away. When does it go away? It goes away when I've done everything correctly. For instance, by a shlomim, I achatas. Now I've done all the zrikas, everything is there. Now I have the basur. The basur is perfectly mutar b'achila. Why can't the Isur Gid Hanasha now be chal? Right, pop up. The Isur Mukdashim is what Isur Mukdashim is. What's the right way to say? It's peeled away, and now I've got. So what would you answer? So let's take a look at taste.
The reason it can't fall on a kachim is because ein izakal al iser.
That's correct. But now
what's the general rule on ein izakal al iser? Let's say something has iser on it. Another one can't fall on that first.
I'll give it an example. Sochem la mevamor aleph. Okay. Aichel beyom akipurim. Potter from iser nevela. Correct. Why?
It's
a live animal. It's a live animal, according to the Gemara says. It's even a live animal, according to Shitas Reb Shimon. Correct. The Yom Kippur has a what? The Nevela goes ahead and enters as a live animal Yom Kippur. There's an existing what? Isser Nevela on it. Nisnabla b'Yom HaKippurim. That's Shittas Reb Shimon, that Yom Kippur is not an Isser Koilel to be Chal on the Isser Nevela. So the question is, Nisnabla and Yom Kippur, the Isser Yom Kippur came first. So no, the Isser Nevela predates Yom Kippur, either according to Rashi Eiver Menachai or according to Tosfos Sheino Zavuach. So I've got an Isser Nevela before Yom Kippur. Isser Yom Kippur comes, the Isser Yom Kippur is not Chal on top of the Isser Nevela. Of course, according to Shittas Reb Shimon, there's no Isser Koil, ain't Isser Chal Isser. Now what happens once Yom Kippur is over? What do you think?
It's the same Shiloh like Yom Asher.
What?
It's the same Shiloh.
It's not, because the Isser Nevela always existed. So that's not a good riot, what I just gave you, right? Because we're talking the opposite. We're talking there was an Isser that was never Chal, correct? It never could have a Chalois on something. There's a predating Isser. There, the Isser existed before and goes all the way through. That's not a good example. So that's interesting. It's a fundamental question. I don't know. I have to think of other scenarios. I can't have an Isser to be Chal. Could have it all the time. You could have many Yisurim that can't be Chal. And then later there's She'ela, correct? What happens if you Shoyel on the Behemoth? Well, that's not good. Because I'm Shoyel on Behemoth, we're talking about that I was Makdash it. Here the Gemara says, for sure, you get a Gidonosha star. But here Tosis is saying, I go through the process and remove the Yisurim Mukdashim because I have a piece of meat ready to be eaten. So Tosis is saying, now I have a piece of meat ready to be eaten, even though up till now the Yisurim Gidonosha couldn't be Chal. Now let it be Chal. Is there a svara to say that if there's an Isser that should be Chal and is not Chal because there's another Isser over there, then somehow that
I'm not sure to say
Dichui by Yisuri, no? Right? So let's see what Tosfos answers. So Tosfos answers interestingly enough. So Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar. Kevin de Mechayim lo chal iser gid. The iser, the ika iser mukdashim. The yochel lover de chorus, I de pigle venoiser vatome. Su lo chayel gid. Iser gid. La acha shchita uzrika. The beinon she yochel Mechayim iser gid. Now the animal's dead. There was never an iser gid while it was alive. The Isser Gid now would only appear once it's what? Dead.
Doesn't help my case.
What?
Doesn't help my case.
Very good. Igvaldik. Dumya diyakov. Shenosha loy gida mechayim. You hear this? Shenosha loy gida mechayim.
He just made up his own drasha.
Tosfos is trying. He's giving it a valiant effort.
He's supposed to give an answer. He made up his own
drasha. Tomar Velema Migu. Now he doesn't ask your question, Shai.
I mean, Tosfos seems to know for sure that it can't be that the Isser Gid will be Chal.
Can't.
You have to get out of it somehow.
Otherwise, the Gemara would have this case. Right? Otherwise, why would the Gemara have your case? Right? So he says like this. Then he says, V'im Tomar. There's a whole little shtickle here. V'im Tomar.
Why would the Gemara have that case? It's not Mukdashin anymore. I mean, it has to be Mukdashin, no? I mean, it's still called Mukdashin.
You hear what he says? He's saying good.
It's called Mukdashin. Oh,
but
I mean, in the case where you pulled it, there wouldn't be Mukdashin.
That's good. That's very good. It's not Mukdashin anymore. Right? Very good.
It was. That's the whole problem. You can't ignore it.
But Tosfos asks, no? Tosfos asks, V'yesh lomar kevin d'mechayim lo chal iser gid. But Tosfos asks this question. Tosfos says, Mashma da filu bishlamim lo achas zrika shori Mashma da filu bishlamim lo achas zrika de shori aflazarim bar lamema de lo chaya klal iser gid de shori bachil afgav de achas zrika poki iser kachim lo eshkechem de chay ella. So you're very good. You're saying according to Tosfos, it's not Mukdashim. Very good. Tosfos evidently feels it's still Mukdashim. Correct? I mean, it's a Kaddish Behemah.
Yeah.
Right? It's a Kaddish Behemah. It's still a Chatas. It's still a Mukdashim. Okay? So Tosfos has this concept, it can't be Chal La'achar Misa. So to go a little further down, V'im Tomar, So that's Tosfos Drasha. Look at the very, very last thing in Tosfos.
That's one second. So that would answer my case. Can't get my case because after you put it, it's not Mukdosh anymore.
Yeah, but it's Psula Mukdosh, right?
Psula Mukdosh. That wouldn't be the case in Mukdosh.
That's a very interesting question. Psula Mukdosh does have Kedusha. Why wouldn't it write? Does it also be Gizva Vaida, right?
Maybe more want to give a case which is like, you know, total.
L'chaira, that's correct.
But I really just more just wondering what would be the din.
But by the way, according to Tosis, that according to his answer now, the gid would be nohig. You have something that's totally kaddish.
Right. The gid would be nohig.
Then there's a
but the Gemara couldn't have given that. As
right. That, it's interesting. Sulaiman Tosha should
have spoken about.
What?
Tosha should have spoken about.
It's very good. No, like you're saying, Psula Mukdoshim is not Mukdoshim. That's a very interesting hakira. What is it state of Psula Mukdoshim? Right? See if you're shoyla, the shoyla again. You can't have a case of shayla, right? You're right. It's not a bechor. Bechor's a mevakere, so it's chal right away. Very good. It's good. So let's just take a look at the last little thing in Tosfos. The last thing in Tosfos is unbelievable. V'im tomer v'neima miku di Tosef isur gid ligavaya. No, I'm skipping.
Oh, you're skipping, okay, sorry.
That little bit of is interesting, but v'im tomer v'neima, let us say migo di Tosef isur gid ligavaya. The osir lahaloisai, the toisif nami lahedjot isur achila. There's a machlokes whether the gid itself, if it is a carbon oila, is karev lagabi mizbeach. So he says lechayra gid has a different isur because gid has an isur to be makriv on the mizbeach. In other words, the other parts of the mukdashim are either they go on the mizbeach or they're eaten. The gid anasha has an additional isser that by an oila, where everything is thrown on there, the gid anasha has an isser ha'ola. So maybe I should say that there should be noheg the isser gid anasha because it's an isser maisif, the itmigu, the itaisif isura. It has an additional isser of being oila lagabi mizbeach, and as a result of that,
you take the gid out before you put the oil.
Yeah. The gid is like the or whatever it is. It's right. What? Ah, so the question is the Rashashi asks a question. The man of shach, okay? What's the obvious question here the Rashash would ask? Okay, v'yesh lomar di ikalaman di amar besamach, right? Mechubarim yalu. The answer is because this whole Gemara is going. This whole Gemara, you say, it's going according to the man di amar that once the gid is attached to everything else, to all the evarim, I throw it on mizbech. But ain hachinami toisus saying. According to that man di amar that holds that the iser gid has an iser lahalos al gabim mizbeach, then the gid hanosha itself would be considered to be an iser maisif, and therefore it'd be aser b'achila. So Rashi says, I don't understand. When does it have this additional iser of iser maisif? Only by a carbon oila. But by a carbon shlamim, we're talking about the whole question of eating it, correct? The iser gid would then what? Then, now Tosfos is saying, I could find the case of Mukdashim. If I held it was the Isra Ha'ala by the Giranasha, then it would be Noheg by all Mukdashim. Because by Oila it has the Isra of what? The Ha'ala Gabi Zbeach.
It's a Maila and the Isra Gid. It's an Abisus and the Isra.
Even though by Shlamim, there is no additional Isra. Because just like the Basur, there's an Isra Ha'ala. So too all the gid has the Isra Hala, meaning the Isra Hala Hala on the gid by a shlamim is not a new Isra gid Hala the Alts gid. It's the Isra Hala Alts, it's Basar Shlamim.
We're taking a look at the gid in its own world.
Okay.
It's a Chomer the good Isra that it applies in this case.
Oh, so the L'chaira, you're saying a Gval, this is a Vlam Dishi side, right? Even though in the case I'm talking about out the git of shlomim. There is no additional iser git on that git of shlomim to be makir l'gabei mizbech, since there does exist an iser git by git hanasha of an oiler. Right?
That is not classical isomosis by any means.
It's not classical, right?
No, you have to.
You have a rashash in there? I can't find my rashash.
Down on the instant case?
Shy, I'm mechabed you with the rashash, okay? Since this is your.
My acronym.
I know, it's very good.
Oh, but these are the Gemaras that they included.
So this is my question. Is the acronym Reb, Rav, or Rabbeinu? Or Rashka Bahag?
I think they included him in the other couple of parts.
You have? Because I can't find my Rashash right now.
What the halfway on?
Sadi.
Rashash should have gotten his own.
Yeah, I'm getting the Rashash. I'm getting it.
What is the Samashka Israel? What is the Samashka?
Word of what?
The gift ain't of the Imurim. Salki with Vah. The Osman Shun the Kol, Shmimenu, Isha, the Baal.
Koshali, the Mevlados Kachim, Lo Mishkachas Ba'oila. Correct? Partially, the Vladas Kotchim Lo Mishkachas Ba'oila. Right? The whole case that we're trying to find is Vladas Kotchim, right? Because it's not Vladas Kotchim and you're Makdish Behema first. It's a Dover Pashim, it's an Isser Gid, correct? So here we're talking about Vladas Kotchim Lo Mishkachas Ba'oila. The Gid Eino. Right? Be imurim the salki legavaya on a regular case of what? Of shlamim. Then you would have, why is it that Vladis Kotchim lo mishkachas ba'ila? Because an oil is always a zacher. So if an oil is always a zacher, you're never going to have it. So he says, how in the world are you going to ever have a case of Vladis? You're never going to have this scenario at all. So he says, v'gid eno be imurim the salki legavaya. V'asr mishum dechol shemimenu li'ishim v'bal yaktiru. And the iser is that shemimenu li'ishim v'bal yaktiru. And it's asr v'gid eno b'imurim v'salki legavaya. And the iser there is the same iser of what? The same iser of kosher ein mimenu li'ishim v'bal yaktiru. Something that doesn't belong on his bech is a bal taktiru. So the iser by all the scenarios of the Gemara of Gid is not an iser gid bedin iser gid. It's an iser gid bal yaktiru. So how do you ever have it? So Shai wants to say a chiddush. What's your chiddush? Let's hear.
Iser mosif is that if the second iser that's mosif, it shows that it's a adifus. It's a more chomerdical law. It's a it doesn't have to apply in this case, in the instant case. It just shows that it's a higher level law, that it even applies in cases that this other law doesn't. It doesn't have to mean that in this instant case it does. It shows that there are those that say sheyesh b'koros, not those that say that sheyesh b'koros. It's a more chomerdical law.
By the way, isn't it interesting, by the way, that it gives the chamirus to get hanosha for an iser achila to be chal, even though the iser that we're being moisif on is not an iser achila. In other words, normally when you
it's another factor.
Yeah.
So I don't know why Tosfos had to force himself to do this.
How do we know? Where does the din Einus HaChalos come from?
What?
Where does the din Einus HaChalos
come from? It's a machlokes. It's a machlokes whether it comes from Truma Tmeya or whether it's a svar. Okay? That's a machlokes. It's a machlokes of the Tosfos of Chulin. I think over here. It's a machlokes. Tosfos Yeshanim and Yevamah says the svar Einus HaChalos is. Okay? Tosfos learns it from Einus HaChalos Isser. He says that that from the halacha is from truma tameya. He learns it from. So meaning that a kohen that eats regular truma, correct? A tamei kohen that eats regular truma, the halacha is that it is what that it's considered to he's the mechallel. But if the truma now becomes tameya. He says that you see in such a case that he, that the Isser doesn't exist because the Isser, can one exist, the Isser cannot exist on another. It's a limud or it's a svara in
a college. I you can say the svara now because the language most of is mashma in this case. It's not only the thing that we're talking about, it would be most of another din too.
Right.
And here it's only the. It's not,
I don't know why Tosef had to force himself into it. All these distinctions were available. Why didn't
What's the halacha on a normal shlamim? The gira nosha. Normal shlamim. Now you do makriv, are you makriv the gira
nosha? What?
Regular shlamim, normal shlamim. Hazanis the gira nosha.
Sorry, say that again?
A normal shlamim, the hazanis of the gira nosha.
Correct.
Now what happens to that gira nosha? You burn down the mizbeach, you burn it after? What happens to that?
Depends. If it's the problem is in a regular shlamim, what do you do with the gira nosha? The halacha is you do nikir. Correct. You do nikkur, and
what do you do with the gid? Nikkur just takes out the gid. So now you have the gid. What do you have to do with it? Burn on the bayach. You burn. You can't eat it. What do you do with it?
According to this Gemara, you can eat it. Can you eat it?
According to the case of it's not the regular shlomo, then never had an issue gid on usher.
Right, the Gira Nasser is not chal on it.
So you could eat a good steak.
No, there's a...
Filet mignon, you could eat filet mignon.
Yeah? Why shouldn't, right, the Issa Gira is not chal on it.
So you should be able to eat this.
Yeah, but what about Yesh Begid Nice and Tam? Yesh Begid Nice and Tam? Yeah?
It's not chal.
It's not called the Gira Nasser.
What?
It's not us, you don't care if it's Nice and Tam.
You mean? That's the best part of it.
What?
I say, filet mignon is the best.
Right.
T-bone steak.
We're gonna have kosher cheeseburgers and the gid hanosha.
And the irony is eating McDoshim there.
Yeah. The Rambam Perek Dal Matur Alocha Gilam Paisek the Vlados Kosher Bimei Iman Hen Kedoshim Imken Echal Isur Gid Al Isur Kosher. According to the Rambam, right, it should never be Chal Gid Hanosha by McDoshim. Why? Because the Rambam holds that the Kedosh, the Kachim Vimei Iman. Now, you have to realize something, Gershon, that if I have a behemoth and I mock this shit, there is an Issa Gironosha. We're talking about a kid, not Kachim. We're talking about a specific case of a Vlad Kachim. You can't talk about a Chatas. You have a Shlomim. The Shlomim goes ahead and gives birth. We say the Issa Gironosha cannot be Chal on it. We have Shai's interesting question. Tosis's question, what? If you're chayiv in, no, kachim is considered to be an isur koilo, right? Right, it's an isur koilo.
Maybe Rambam passes that gira nasha exists in a shlil. Aren't they mutually? If it exists in a shlil, right? So it happens either simultaneously or before.
I hear. Let's see what they say. Let's see how they work out the Rambam, right? So let's see what he says. He's going to say interesting vort here. Tell me what you think of this vort. So Rambam Patzer, Rambam Perkadal, Michos Tamura, Allah, Gil, and Paislik, the Vladis Kachim, Imam Ahem Kadoshim, Imkain, Echal Isur Gid, Al Isur Kachim, Ayan Shemashatir, Sadukhura, Allah Rambam Atzma Lokasha. The Hashas Dilan, listen to this. Ozel Aman Diomer, the server Yesh Begidim Benois and Tam. Ayen Besugim. Im Kain Kavon, the Isser Kardshim Kadim. Eno Chal Isser Gid Acherka. Aval HaRabam Soiver, the Ein Begidim Benois and Tam. So you hear this? Even if the Kedoshim Bime Iman, and the animal comes out, because we said like this, remember, if Gid Hanoshe is not Noiheg Behema Tmeya, and you eat the Gid of a Behema Tmeya, are you over the Isser Behema Tmeya? So if Yesh Begidim Benois and Tam, we said that what? You'd be over the Isser Behema Tmeya. If Ein Begidim Benois and Tam, you wouldn't be over the Isser Behema Tmeya.
Okay. So it's not called a chila, because
right, it's a chidish in the Torah of Eitz Ba'alm. Aval HaRambam, the Soiver, Ein Begidim Nois and Tam, Umikol Makom Pasuk Sham Aloch Avav. Remember this, the Oichel Gid Shel Oila Chayiv Shnayim, the Gid of an Oila has to be thrown, let's say, it has to be thrown on the Mizbeach. Or better yet, there's definitely an Isser, right? There's definitely an Isser Me'ila to go ahead and to eat the Gid Shaloyla. So the halacha is, if you eat a Gid Shaloyla, the question is, according to the Rambam says, Ein Begidim Benois and Tam, why in the world would you be chayev by an oyla shtayim? So let's take a classical case of an oyla. This is a classical case. The animal's a regular chulin, is an Isser Gid Anosha. The guy goes ahead and is matish of the shem oyla. He goes ahead and kills the behema right then and there. He eats the oyla. He's over the Isser Me'ila on eating the Oila, and he's over the Isser Gid Anosha. So they ask on the Rambam, Ein Begidim Benois and Tam. Right? It's not, you're not eating anything. It's Eitz Ba'alma, it's a Chiddush in the Torah. So we had the Sfar of the Crazy, you place Achshavei. See, the Achshavei Sfar, V'chayev Al Mugdoshim Gamkein, after Ein Begidim Benois and Tam, Mikomokom Kevan, the Chayev Mishum Gid Ba'Torah, Achshavei V'chayev Mishum Mugdoshim Gamkin. Commercial cause of a Shara Melchah, crazy place, Rabbi Kiburi, the common Simon Reish Payala. Im Kane Kodim Shahayachal Isser Gid, Lochal Isser Kodshim. You hear this? As long as it's in the mother's womb, and there's an Isser Kodshim that exists there, but the Isser Gid is not formed yet. The Isser Mukdashim cannot exist on the Gid ever.
Because there's no time.
The only way that the Isser Mukdashim can go ahead, and we know that if I eat the karnayim of an animal, there's no Isser Me'ila. We know that if I eat the Isser Tlofim, there's no Isser. It's not an Isser. The Gid Anoshi, if you hold Ein Begidim Nois and Tam, in theory, there should be no Isser at all. The question is, once you have the din of Gid, according to Ram, Ein Begidim Nois and Tam, the Isser Mugdashim on the Gid can't be Chal, because it's not Royal Achila. Only once the Gid appears on the scene do I say that I look at the Gid. Only once the Isser Gid Anoshi do I view the Gid as having an Isser Achila. Gid. At that moment, the psule hamukdashim is boim keechod behadodi. I need the Isser Gid for the Isser Mukdashim to be chal if I pasken ain begidim benois and tam. So there's a simultaneous chalois, just like the case of mevakeres. So all kachim, according to the Rambam, right? The Minchas Chinuch says, if you pass, and this whole Gemara is saying Yesh Begidim Benois and Tam, that the Isser Kodshim could exist on its own Bimei Iman before the Isser Gid, because Yesh Begidim Benois and Tam, it's like a regular Basser. But if I hold it's not like the regular Basser, then even if Kedoshia Kodshim Bimei Iman, the Isser only occurs when it has the Shem Gid Anosha to give it to Chashiva. So in every case of Mukdashi, according to Rambam, Apostles Ein Begidim Benois and Tam is boy bahadodi. Very, very nice, no? Im Kain Kodem Shahaya Chal Isser Gid Lo Chal Isser Kodshim Gein Benois and Tam Ach Achas Man They Shenoitzar. Once the Gid is formed, Kevin the Chalalai Isser Gid Memelechayv Gam Mishum Kodshim Im Ken adarabu isur kachim ba al yedei chalois hagid. Shomper chal isur gid. Di im hagid eno chal gam kachim eno chal. The aim begin nice and tam. Im ken lo chal kodim isur kachim uparsha. Beautiful. Right? Based on this svara achshave, very, very interesting. Ukimta in the Gemara, he's saying that if you hold aim begin nice and tam, isur mukdashim on the gid can never have a chalois
before the isur.
What?
Why would the Gemara answer this?
Because he says the whole sugya is going according to Yesh Begidim Benoist and Tam. No. But first of all, you have to realize something. The Rambam Paskins, Gid Anasha is Chal B'Mukdashim. Okay? Isur Gadol B'Chal B'Mukdashim. The Rambam seems to say it across the board in every case. The problem is, how could the Rambam just make a blanket statement in every case? The Gemara says it's only particular cases it's true. Because normally, what do we say? We say that the Kedusha that exists, Bimei Iman, precedes the Gid Anasha if it's Vlados Kachim. I'm not sure. Let me explain that. No. I'll tell you the issue in the Rambam. You tell me your answer. The issue in the Rambam is he makes a blanket statement. Blanket statement, correct? That the Isur Gid Anasha exists by all Mukdashim. L'chayre, it's not true. If I have a Shlomim that then has a Vlad, since the Rambam Paskins, Kadosh Bimei Iman, the Isur Kachim precedes the Isur Gid.
That's a question.
The Gemara makes that statement. The Gemara says if it's Kadosh Bimei Iman, there's no Isur Chalois Gid, period. The Rambam never makes that distinction. And the Rambam holds Vlados Kachim or Kadosh Bimei Iman. Shimon, the Kadosh Bimei Iman. The Rambam passes like that. So how could the Rambam make a blanket statement? How could the Rambam make a blanket statement now that Gid Anasha is Noyeg? That's the problem in the Rambam. So he wants to answer that the Rambam, this whole sugya is only if Yesh Begidim Nois and Tam, that the Isur Kachim precedes it. But if Ein Begidim Nois and Tam, then the Isur Kachim is not chal on it because it doesn't have a shame basar. It only will get a shame basar once the Isur Gid appears. Al Tzach Shavei. Okay, that's the right.
The Rambam holds.
Okay.
Ein Isur Kachim.
I don't think your principle is right. The
Rambam holds Ein Isur Kachim.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to Florida on Tuesday. I'll be away for about 5 weeks. So.
5 weeks. Okay, I want to ask one question. We can do it. We'll do it next time. I'm going to ask you guys a question. Okay. We'll do it next time. Because next time we're going to really have to break our heads on the source of man.
Analyzing.
But who cares? Who cares? And I sort of brought down here. Who cares? I asked Shimon, who cares? The Isur Gid Anasha should never be Chal Mukdashim. Why? Let the Asay of Achilas Kachim always be Doicha, the Isur Lav Gid Anasha. It's a mitzvah, Achilas Kachim. Correct. Who cares? The Isur Gid Anasha should never be. No. There's no Isur Asay to eat the dam. There's no Isur Asay to eat the dam. No, the Isur Asay is to eat the basher. Let the assay of Achilas Karchim always be doche the los assay of Giranosha. Right? Giran the Yisu, Giranosha is noheg b'mukdashim. What's that mashma? What's that mashma if it's noheg b'mukdashim? I can't eat it. Why can I say that the Isser of Achilas Karchim should always be doiche the Isser of Giranosha? Is there such a concept? Would you ever say?
The two things are always in conflict.
So, we do say
Aseh Dochel. Yeah, only in those cases I'm saying. It happens to be in this case.
So do me a favor. We'll start. Take a look at the first paragraph of North Sameach. You just got to see this first paragraph of North Sameach.
I mean, doesn't the Gemara ask if I cover Pesach that it should be Dochel?
Let's take a look at the North Sameach. We'll go through it next time. I have to read through North Sameach with all of you. So I need all of you to read through it. But let's look at the Or Sameach. First of all, it's so beautiful the way he starts and he deals with it. And he wants to say a Yesod. And then we'll go through his whole Yesod. But, yeah, here. Or Sameach. You gave me part B. It's part A. Guys, you got to think about this week.
Yes, it's Friday.
Pickles chometz umatzah.
Kilo shakar.
It's a stipler. There's a lot of stuff going on here.
Kilo shakar is a stipler, huh? We don't have it, or some have.
Who asked this question? Here, the Hikshar Shagasari, Simon Sarivov, the Hatzla, Tilaman the Omer, Yesh Begidim Benoisin Tam. Correct? And this whole Sugi is according to that. Yesh Begidim Benoisin Tam. Now, Yesh Begidim, I'm reading from him. He quite brings this. According to the Man the Omer, Yesh Begidim Benoisin Tam, Tilaman the Omer, Yesh Begidim Benoisin Tam, Shagasari, Simon Sarivov, the Yesh Asay Dachilas Kochim Af Begidim. Because if I say yes, begidim benoisin and tam, then the gid itself is boss. Okay, so you can't give Shimon's answer. So no mitzvah achilas kachim b'dam. Ain't okay now. Going to man the omer ain't begidim benoisin and tam. Not going to have the assay of achilas kachim to be doiche, because there is no assay of achilas kachim. Would you say achshavei in such a case? You wouldn't say achshavei in such a case, right? The Svar of Akshav is only since the Torah viewed it and gave you an Isra, it's the Alman says the Isra Achilas Gid. So then I'd say that maybe there's an Isra Achilas Oil. The Chor I wouldn't say Akshav, it's now a Mice Achilas Gab, it's Isra, it should be also, right? You wouldn't say such a thing. I don't think so. But anyway, it says, Koin to the man, the arm of Begidin Yosin Tam, the Yesha say the Achilas Kodshim Af Begidin. Lama Yochel Isra Gidim of Darshim. Should never have an Isra Gidim.
He finished. Happens to be that piece that he can't finish. So there's no chiyuv be'etzim to eat every piece, and therefore maybe that's the reason why it won't be good.
Even better, you can say a
contract. Yeah, but the problem is the Gemara says it a lot. The Gemara says, I'll give you an example. The Gemara says that I'm cooking kachim, Gemara in Zvachim. Right? The Gemara in Zvachim says, where's the Gemara Zvachim? I think it's. Do me a favor, take a look at the Or Sameach. We've got to read Or Sameach for a minute. We'll start the Or Sameach and then you guys. Can think about this Gevaldig Or Sameach, okay? You guys have it or not? Oh, because here it is. Here's page one. You got to see this. This is, first of all, we'll read the first paragraph and we'll stop there. Then we'll be mafalpin it next time, because this is an unbelievable lum de shapil pool here. Rambam. Ein adam yotzei Yidei Chavasa Bachilas Matzah Yasur Lo. Right? The Ram says Matzah Shal. There's a whole kind of Gemara about Matzah Shal Tevel, the Gemara in Psochim. I forgot what daf is. Matzah Shal Tevel, where is it? Lamed Hamed Beis, I think. Lamed Hamed Beis, maybe. Matzah Shal Tevel, right? You're not Yotze. So why does our Gemara say you're not Yotze Matzah Shal Tevel?
What?
Matzah Shal Tevel. I'm not Yotze Mitzah Matzah. Why not? So our Gemara says, interesting. What does our Gemara say? There's a hekesh between Shivas Yom Tochum Matzahs, right? Shivas Yom Tochum Matzahs. Komach Metzahs Losochelu, right? So there's a hekesh. Koshi Yeshna Babal Tochal Chomets Yeshna Bakumechol Matzah. Koshi Eino Babal Tochal Chomets Eino Mitzvahs Kumechol Matzah. Yotza Dover Shasur Mishum Tevel Ve'eino Yotza Mishum Yisr Chomets. Someone says, aye, what do you do? Yisr Chal Yisr, the whole business. With Yisr Chal Yisr, Yisr Chomets, Shabichal, okay, fine. But everyone, Gemara never mentions Mitzvah Baba Avera. Rashi mentions it.
Never mentions what?
The Gemara never mentions Mitzvah Baba Avera. There's a whole deal on it. Ritzvah says no Mitzvah Baba Avera. By Achilas, there's a whole lumbus on it. Now, Bolaritzui, a whole lumbus. Nevertheless, the Rambam says, Ein Adam Yotze Yedei Chavasu, Ba'achilas Matzah Shiasur Lo. If the matzah is kilayim, if the matzah is tevel, the Rambam says a very interesting thing. Zaklal, where the Rambam gets it, everyone talks about what's the Rambam. Zaklal, koshim avarchin alav bikas amazon, yotzi b'yotei chavasav. Koshim ein mavarchin alav, eino yotzi bo, yidei chavasav. Hine, ha'ari achai, you hear how he calls the shakas ha'ariye? Ha'ari achai, b'simen tzadi vav herich bazeh. They'll be done. Shagas Aryeh, you know the famous story with the bookshelf? What's the story with the bookshelf?
It says that Kaptan the Lavush didn't allow me to live.
Is that it? Why? Because he was
argued with all of them, and
he argued with Rishonim.
But he says it was a Lavush.
They killed him.
Yeah, really? Says the Rambam's not right. Erech was diddly done according to us. Asi yaseh v'dachil osaseh. V'hela d'loke rabbeinu. The Shagas Aryeh says it can't be like the Rambam. The asay of achilas matzah, the Shagas Aryeh says, should be doicha the iser of tevel. Unless you have a special drasha. If you have a special drasha, there's nothing you can do about it.
But if there's a kaim shneim.
What?
Efshel kaim shneim. I don't know. Why is it dalti?
Okay, there's no
matzah you have is tevel.
The only matzah you have is tevel. Make you happy. The only matzah you have is tevel.
You can't be mamrish because you're very young to
the lefi anias daiti nira derabenu ruach elokim kadishin be. You hear this? Bahavkin hageder ha'amiti. The Rambam had Ruach Elokim. He's really like being very flowery here. The Heder Hadover Mora Al Afsoi.
He's a poet.
The Heder Hadover. The fact that we never find something, Moira teaches us Al F, like the word for FS, Al Afsoi. Right? The fact that something doesn't exist shows that it is not true. The Lo Matzinu Bebavu, the Yircha Asay De Achila Lo Sasei LeDover the Leechol Dover HaAsur V'Tame. You never find a case where there's an Isser in the Bavu which says Yavo the Asay to be Doicha an Asay of Isser Tumo or Isser Achila. Aye, what about the Feirush of Gemara in Zvachim? V'Chein Atzir HaMiti Hu Dizel Lo Yitoch. Davur kiyam asay sheyisheh yikayem haynu achilas matzah shizivoh hakadosh baruch hu hayishem yisbaruch leechol davar asur ba'achila ba'achilasu nimnenes me'achefetz hashem Rak matzanu kacha shoiver aseda achilas baser pesach. What?
Shavur
aseda achilas baser pesach yishbor haetzem sheyeshbo moach. Da moach inu dovra aser baachila. The only time I'll say, in other words, he says, I can never. It's not conceivable that the Torah would say, do a mitzvah vis-a-vis a chefter shalis. It's not possible that the Torah would ever say, be yotze a mitzvah with something as the Torah says,
eat
don't eat.
Something we sure do. Awesome.
We find yibo.
Eat something.
We find chocolate.
Not because it's eating.
What do you mean? Yibo.
He goes through every one of these cases. That's why next week he's going to go for every one of these cases he's going to go through. Okay? But then he's going to ask for yibo. Yeah. You're going to say mitzvah subakach, but the Gemara Daf Chof says that if your brother was married to an Yisraelav, your brother's married to Mamzeris, correct? Correct, where the Kedushin is Typhus. And then what happens? The Gemara says, really, I say Dochalos, I say. Right? So that's not mitzvah subakach. Right? That's Yavo Asay of Yibum and Bidochalos Asay of Mamzeris. Why? That's the question you should have asked.
Achila and Achila is what he's saying.
Okay? So he says it's inconceivable that the Torah, what about all these cases? He's going to say the case in Zvachim, Shfir's HaMayach is, do a Shfir's HaMayach where the, he says, for instance, if the Mayach would open up, or like we learned, if you burn the Mayach, I could go ahead and eat it. So the Shfiras HaEtzem, it's not a Chefetz Shel Isser itself. No, the Torah would never talk. And he says, what about the Gemara says also, a case of Kodshim Shebola Pigol, let the Asay of Kodshim Bidoicha, the Blias Pigol. Right? So he says, that's also not the case. Because the Etzem Dover is not. It's not the Torah telling you be yotzei something that be'etzem is an iser chefta. It happened to have contracted pigul, but but there's not an actual. The object was not be'etzem a dover ha'asu to begin with. In other words, he's creating this new cloud. Shalom matzinu.
He's just saying it's for it, right?
He says. Not only that, I'll prove it from the very fact that you can't find a case like that in the Bible. In every case, you'll give me an Abavli, I'm going to be Madche.
He feels very strong.
Yeah. He has his forehead in his head.
Okay, we'll read through this next time. A fascinating thing. In other words, by the way, I thought this is Doima to a very interesting case. The case of the, if you remember, there's a Tosfos, Rabbeinu Peretz in Rosh Hashanah that we spoke about, I once quoted. Tzvi Rabbeinu Peretz says like this: talk of a shayfer shel oila. The Gemara says you shouldn't be yotze because at the same moment that I'm taikeya, I'm over the isim ila v'mishtamish b'shayfer. At the end of the day, the Gemara says mitzvah lav lahenas ninu etc. But the Gemara has a havamina, and Tosfos says if you held mitzvah lahenas ninu, talk of a shayfer shel oila would be yotze. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says even if you're gonna tell me that shofar hagozel you yotze, talk about shofar shalul you wouldn't be yotze, because the it's like beidna, the case where I steal it and then I blow later, I would say I did an avera, and now normally vis-a-vis an avera I can't be yotze a mitzvah, but here's there's an exception because ain b'shofar din gezel. But even if you said by shofar hagozel there is no mitzvah, while I'm blowing it at the same moment that I'm being yotzed in mitzvah, I am now being oivet avera. It's inconceivable in that scenario that I'd say I'd be yotzed, that the same act of mitzvah is the act of isra. It's almost a similar story here. It's inconceivable that I could be yoitze the mitzvah's matzah with something that's inherently macholos asur.
It can be machal. You can say shofar is like tefillah. It's like
okay.
Bars manayas.
But he doesn't say
that.
But Stam Mitzvah, you know, goes by the door of the Chiyo. But over there, when it's Shepherd, it's Ritzu inside.
You knew this Orson Meach?
No.
The Shepherd's a cold.
I would think that this is an Orson Meach, you know, in your
cold,
sign.
I
have to leave something.
Okay.
It's fascinating Orson
Meach.
What?
They all discuss it. They discuss it. Okay.
How can you be on Tel Aviv anyway?
What?
The
Chor might be different. By the way, he asked from Chodosh. And he says, I don't stand. There's a Yerushalmi that says, let the Isser of famous. So the Tysus quotes it in Kiddushin, where Tiglamet Zion, I think, on top. Says, the Yerushalmi says, I let the Isser what?
Say, Lefnei Adibor, the whole thing. Okay.
That's one answer. Wow. The other answer is, Take, it would be Deicha, just a Geyser, Kajai Rishon Atkadash. So you see from that, there is such a concept. If I say Dochalos, I say with something that's my
close. That's why Lord may have said Bavli.
No, that's not what he answers. He answers like Rabbi Rosengarten answers. Isser Chodesh is Isser Gavra. Because since it has a head there, Be'ahakrovas ha'oimer, it's not, it does not have the same.